The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, we are back once again, but today will be different, and our topic relates to everyone, and especially जो हमारी जिंदगी है, हमारी lives है, हर एक की जो जिंदगी है, कहीं ना कहीं ये relate करता है. जी हाँ, today's topic is why me. आपको सुनकर बहुत सारे मुस्कुरा भी रहे होंगे कि ये क्या बात हुई, वाई मी वाई मी वाई मी. ये एक जुमला आप सुनते हैं अपनी जिंदगी में, बट द रियल पॉइंट जिसको हम बात करेंगे, व्हेन द लाइफ पुट यू इन टफ सिचुएशन, डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशन, डोंट से वाई मी, शुड से ट्राई मी. ये याद रखिएगा, जो ये कहते हैं ना वाई मी, ये बेचारे कहीं के भी नहीं रहते हैं. आज हमारा जो टॉपिक है वो यही है, क्योंकि अल्लाह नोज व्हाट इज द बेस्ट फॉर यू एंड व्हेन इट्स बेस्ट फॉर यू टू हैव इट. मेरे और आपके कहने से नहीं होगा कि मैं ही क्यों हूं, व्हाई इज ऑलवेज मी, व्हाई इज ऑलवेज ऑलवेज मी, एंड कंप्लेन कंप्लेन कंप्लेन, नथिंग एल्स. जबकि हकीकत में जिसको पता है कि जो मेरा रब चाहता है वही होता है, जिसको भरोसा होता है, जिसको तवक्कुल होता है, उसको पता है कि मैं जब किसी पोजिशन में, किसी सिचुएशन के अंदर हूं, मुझे निकालने वाली एक ही जात है, वो रब्बे कायनात की जात है. तो ये जुमला जो हमारी लाइफ के अंदर है, ये कहाँ कहाँ बोला जाता है, इसके कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस क्या है, वाई मी, इंशाल्लाह आज इंटरेस्टिंग टॉपिक होगा, इस पर बात करेंगे इंशाल्लाह. स्टार्ट करते हैं ब्लेसिंग ऑफ दुरूद पाक. द बिलव्ड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम हैज सेड, द पर्सन हु रिसाइट्स दुरूद पाक 1000 टाइम्स अ डे, ही विल नॉट डाई अंटिल ही सीज हिज प्लेस इन जन्ना. सल्लू अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल आज हमारे साथ प्रोग्राम के अंदर हैं कमर मदनी, शाहिद भाई, अब्दुल हनान भाई और हामिद रजा भाई हैं. बहुत प्यारी तिलावत करते हैं, बहुत प्यारा कलाम सुनाते हैं. इंशाल्लाह विल स्टार्ट विद द रिसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान.
अऊज़ु बिल्लाहि मिनश शैतानिर रजीम. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى, ما ودعك ربك وما قلى, وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى, ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى, ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى, ووجدك ضالا فهدى, ووجدك عائلا فأغنى, فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر, وأما السائل فلا تنهر, وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم. لم يأتِنا نذير كفي نذر مثل تنم شد پیدا جانا جگ راج کو تاج تورے Shahid o Sarah.
Inshallah, we'll start with Kamar Madani, our amazing topic, Why Me? You know, when we were preparing for it, it was just a smile. It's a sentence. And you've also heard it, I've also heard it. And this is what happens. And the other person, why me, why me? Kamar Madani started. Inshallah. There are many things we can say about this topic, Shah Sahib. Why me? The obvious situation in which this is expressed is a situation of despair or frustration. When people are frustrated, they often, instead of focusing on themselves, they're blaming other people. And blaming other people is usually a sign of unsuccessful people. Those who accept fault or those who are quick to realize their mistakes, they are people who often rectify those mistakes. So the element of why me, which inshallah the brothers will talk about also, one element is the obvious element of complaining, of a lack of patience, of blaming other people. One element that I would like to focus on is the fact that we have to put into perspective our lives. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about our lives, our wealth, what we have, what does this stand for in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know from the famous verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That indeed, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing in this verse that He has purchased, He has bought the lives and the wealth of the believers from them. So a deal has been made and a deal has been declared.
Subhanallah.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confirmed this.
Subhanallah.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed purchasing to Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is He expressing that He purchased? The lives of the people and their wealth. So the wealth that we have and the lives that we have, it has been purchased for what? That we have been granted paradise, inshallah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the deal is your lives, your wealth for the reward, the heavenly abode, paradise itself. So when this has been declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that our lives should be in obedience and adherence to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the promise is that we will get paradise in return. What kind of paradise? That even when you taste a morsel of food in heaven, the next morsel will be 70 times better than the one before it.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Where there is no impurity, where there is no jealousy,
Allah.
Where people will look at each other and encourage and praise one another for the rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. Where people will live in eternal bliss. That paradise, that's what we're talking about. So when we put our lives into perspective and realize that whatever we are facing in this world, it is part of an exchange with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, if we keep our faith and we keep our side of the promise, heaven is waiting for us, paradise is waiting for us. So if people say, and look at the beautiful thing, Shahsab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the believers. Lives were not created by us. They didn't belong to us in the first place. And the wealth that we have it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the means of sustenance. It's not really our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the ability, the intelligence, the means, and we use that means to attain that wealth. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The life is His. Meaning, He gave the life to us. He is the creator of the lives. He is the one who gives the wealth. But yet He is saying that He has purchased the lives and He has purchased the and the wealth from the believers in exchange of paradise. So this is the encouragement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, that we shouldn't fall into despair and think, why me? Because the exchange which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expressed in the Quran, the promise which He has expressed in the Quran, is such a beautiful reward is mentioned in that promise. And when you think about that abode and that promise, then you will forget your difficulties, you will forget your hardships, because the beauty of that reward will alleviate all that pain.
Subhanallah. Wo jannat ki ne'matein na kisi zaban ne chaki, na kisi aankh ne dekhi, na kisi kaan ne suni hongi. वो जन्नत की नेमतें मिलेंगी. उसके लिए क्या करना है इस दुनिया में? सब्र करना है, शुक्र करना है. और कहते हैं ना, ग्रेटिट्यूड इज ऑलवेज बेटर देन द कंप्लेंट्स. शुक्र हमेशा जो है ना, शिकवे से बेहतर होता है. इसीलिए हर हाल में अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन अला कुल्ले हाल, ये अगर जुमला जबान पर आने लग जाए ना कि हर हाल में अल्लाह का शुक्र है, बहुत सारे हमारे मसाइल जो है ना वो हल हो जाएंगे. लेकिन हमारी जबान से जुमला ही वो निकलता है, वाई मी, वाई ऑलवेज मी. एक तो ना वाई मी कह के ना ना ना, वाई ऑलवेज मी, अपने ऊपर ही रखते हैं. लगता है कि दुनिया का सबसे ज्यादा दुख मेरे साथ ही है, सबसे ज्यादा प्रॉब्लम मेरे साथ ही, और किसी के साथ नहीं है. ऐसा नहीं है. अल्लाह ताला जिससे भलाई का इरादा फरमाता है, जिसको दोस्त बनाता, जिस पसंद फरमाता है, उस पर मुसीबतें परेशानियां ज्यादा आती है. ये याद रखिएगा. ये आपको बहुत सारी ऐसी नरेशंस मिलेंगी जिसके अंदर ये बताया गया, जब बंदे को परेशानी मुश्किलात आती है, उसके दर्जात बुलंद हो रहे होते हैं, उसके गुनाहों का कफारा बन रहा, उसके लिए जन्नत के रास्ते आसान हो रहे होते हैं. लेकिन वी ऑलवेज कंप्लेन. अच्छा, ये कंप्लेन कर दी, लेकिन जो सवाब मिलना था ना जो सबर पे, वो जाया हो जाता है. तो इसलिए बहुत सोच समझ के गुफ्तगू करनी चाहिए. अब्दुल अनान भाई भी हमारे साथ हैं, इंशाल्लाह विल टेक फ्यू मदनी फूल. देखते हैं अब्दुल अनान भाई क्या फरमाते हैं.
बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम. सेज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टॉपिक. इट्स अ फनी
question, you can say, why me? And sometimes this is raised because of others. Sometimes it's raised because of one's own doing. And it in different aspects, it comes out of a person. Why me? And I would say more or less everyone somewhere in life would have used this word. If they said it out openly or they said it inside. You know, sometimes you hear people saying it inside the hype, why me, man? You know, like even it's simple. It's just in situations like a teacher asking a student a question. That student at that moment, he thinks to himself, why me?
Yeah.
Right? Why is he asking me? All these students in the class, but the teacher's asking me. And so in that situation, sometimes person says, why me? It could be that someone's been caught. You know, everyone else has got away, someone got caught, and he says, why me? A person would use it in that sense as well. It could be sometimes, you know, like you're standing in a traffic light, say yourself, and the light is green. Everyone's going through, and as soon as you get there, the light goes red. And the person says to himself, why me? Yeah. Why the red light? You go to the next light, set of lights, and they go red.
So, why is always me?
It's always making you feel that why me. So sometimes, out of feelings, you feel it. Sometimes, say yourself, it's the opposite. People are put into that situation where they've been picked upon. And in that situation, in the situation of bullying, you know, when a person is being bullied, inside his heart, he will say, why me? You know, why is he picking on me for? So in that situation, people can utter this word or say this in their heart. So many, many situations this can be said. And everyone's situation is different, and everyone's saying it would be different as well.
Be sure.
And the way they would say it, some people would say it out of fear, some people would say it out of, hatred for others, some people out of jealousy, you know, different situations cause a person to say, why me? But inshallah, throughout the silsila, inshallah, we will talk about different people's situation being why me, you know, like even... You turned around to me, say yourself, the first thing probably would have come into my mind at this time. Why say yourself asking me first? Why couldn't he ask Shahid by you? So even there it could be raised.
This is our jindagi ke sath related. Now, it is on our thinking that a person thinks in every thing, he doesn't think or not. But the mind goes, why am I? Why am I? In fact, this is a lack of trust, a lack of tawakkul, a lack of confidence. The main thing is that when he knows जो हो रहा है अगर मैं उस पे सब्र करूंगा तो मुझे अजर मिलेगा अच्छा जो लिखा है वो हो रहा है ठीक है ना चलो हो गया मेरे कहने से क्या हो जाएगा अच्छा नजला हो गया है अच्छा हो गया आप क्या कर सकते हैं व्हाई मी अरे भाई हो गया भाई अब क्या कर सकते हैं आपको जाते-जाते गिर गए व्हाई मी भाई गिर गए क्या हो गया थोड़ा देख के चल लेते कभी-कभी तो अपना ही फॉल्ट होती है ना ज्यादातर लेकिन कंप्लेन की आदत ऐसी हो गई है कि ठक करके जुमला निकलता है व्हाई मी है तो वो व्हाई मी की जो हम बात कर रहे हैं ना उम्मीद है कि अब ये व्हाई मी नहीं होगा व्हाई के बाद कुछ और हो जाएगा इंशाल्लाह इंशाल्लाह शाहिद भाई भी हमारे साथ हैं इंशाल्लाह क्या कहते हैं शाहिद भाई
माशाल्लाह शाह साहब ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक व्हाई मी पीपल टेंड टू कंप्लेन अबाउट एनी इशू एनीथिंग दे फेस दे हैव दिस फीलिंग दैट व्हाई एम आई बीइंग ब्लेम्ड फॉर इट व्हाई इज इट हैपनिंग टू मी इफ वी लुक अराउंड अस टुडे मेजॉरिटी ऑफ द पीपल दे आर कंप्लेनिंग अबाउट द situations, whether the issues are home, whether the issues are work, whether the issues are friends. This is very common within people nowadays. And every other person, they'll have this issue. Do dua for me, I've got this problem. Do dua for me, this person got a problem. Why is it happening to me? Why could it not happen to somebody else? This is the mentality. Regardless whether it's a minor issue or big issue, this mentality is, why is it happening to me? Why am I the only person who's facing this problem? And everybody thinks that they are facing such a big burden, such a big problem, rather than looking at that whatever is happening is by the will of Allah Almighty. And it's a means of our forgiveness. These challenges are means of our forgiveness.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, following on from the points mentioned by yourself, Shah Saab, and the brothers here, that when calamities come our way, we shouldn't be people who lose hope and go into despair. Despair is despair should not be in our dictionary, say, so to speak. For a believer, some of our young brothers, they have a lot of vigor and they talk about their strength, Shasab, and how much weight they can lift and how strong they are. But when it comes to self-control, there's very little self-control. When it comes to struggling against one's desires, we find it hard, or some may find it hard to lift themselves up from their beds at the time of Fajr. I know it sounds like a cliche, we say it, oh, the preachers always say that. They always target us by saying that, you know, you act like you're so strong and you with your muscles and your strength and you can't even lift a blanket up at Fajr time. We always hear that line from you and you're taunting us. We're not taunting anyone. When we mention anything to do with reflection, we obviously put ourselves in the picture as well. And this is what every preacher should do. When he talks about reform, he should be thinking about himself as well. He's not just talking about other people. He's focusing on his personal purification, self-purification. But coming back to this point, self-purification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this theme in the Quran. Direct answer to the question, why me, is found in the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses that the calamities which befall an individual, it is because your hands have earned. And He forgives a lot. And a lot of what people do is actually forgiven. So they might think, I didn't deserve this. But if you were to sit down with them and say, okay, let's start from Salatul Fajr in the morning until Salatul Isha in the evening. Let's go through the obligations of the religion and the do's and don'ts in this deen. And if that list was made up of sins and good deeds, even they would be embarrassed by the results. After that, when you consider what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the individual will accept, if he has any conscience in him, or any feeling, awareness in him, he'll admit, you know what, I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, I'm shocked that the punishment of Allah does not descend upon me. Allah. I know I shouldn't be doing all these things, and I do it every day, intentionally, knowingly, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send such apparent punishment my way. All I'm facing is some difficulty. So facing difficulties could be because we have done so many wrong things in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving many of our wrongs, it makes us face those difficulties, calamities, to make us realize that maybe we are taking steps that are wrong in our deen, in our lives.
Sahi. MashaAllah. Kamar bhai, bahut pyari baat aapne irshad farmayi. You know, jab aapki problems badh rahi ho, difficulty badh rahi ho, to problems ko na count karein, blessings ko count karna shuru kar dein. To aapko pata chalega ki Allah ne kitni nematon se aapko nawaza hai, balki still gunahon ke bawajood bhi ڈھیل ملی ہوئی ہے, توبہ کا دروازہ کھلا ہوا ہے کہ بندے واپس آ جا. صبح وائے می, بچہ نہیں سن رہا, وائے می, وائے ما پرابلم ود مائی وائف, پرابلم ود مائی سن, پرابلم ود مائی کولیگ, پرابلم ود مائی نیبر, وائے آلویز می, کرایہ دار پیسے نہیں دے رہا, وائے می, گاڑی کا پنچر ہو گیا, وائے می, گاڑی کا بونٹ خراب ہو گیا, وائے می, اچھا گھر میں دودھ ختم, ارے دودھ ختم ہو گیا, اس پہ بھی دودھ ہی ختم ہو گیا, میرے ساتھ ہی پرابلم ہوتا ہے. وہ بھائی کیا ہو گیا آپ کو,
کہتے ہیں میں نے کیا کیا, مجھ سے کون سی غلطی ہو گئی.
اللہ, آپ زندگی کو غور کریں, صبح سے رات تک کون وہ کیا کیا نہیں کرتے یہ بتائیں, غور کر لیں. صبح سے رات تک اٹھتے تو کیا کرتے ہو, سوتے کیا کرتے ہیں, گناہ سے بچنے کا موقع بلکہ ہم ڈھونڈ رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ گناہ ملنا کہاں ہے. یا یاد رکھے, جس کو نماز پڑھنی ہوگی تنہائی میں بھی مسجد مل جائے گی ویرانے میں, اور جس کو گناہ کرنا ہوگا تو بند کمرے کے اندر بھی گناہ کا موقع ڈھونڈ لے گا وہ. ہم یہی کمپلین کر رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ وائے می, وائے آلویز از می, میرے ساتھ ہی پرابلم ہے, میرا قصور کیا ہے, میرا پرابلم کیا ہے. آپ کا پرابلم یہ کہ صبح سے رات تک اپنا گھر اسکیڈول آپ دیکھ لیں, رب کی فرما برداری کتنی ہے اور نافرمانی کتنی ہے. نماز 5 منٹ کی نماز بھاری لگتی ہے, ماذا اللہ اٹھ کر گناہ کتنے ہیں, گالیوں میں لگتا ہے, ماذا اللہ بہت سو نے پی ایچ ڈی کی ہوئی ہے, اللہ معاف کرے ان کی صحبت, مطلب بندہ پاس سے گزرتے ہوئے بھی شرماتا ہے, ایسے آگے چلتے ہوئے گالی بکرے ہوتے ہیں کہ ان کو احساس نہیں ہوتا کہ یہ اپنے خاندان کا پتہ بتا رہے ہوتے ہیں, اور اس طرح بات کر رہے ہو, پھر کہتے ہیں کہ میں کیوں, اجو جی غصہ آ گیا تھا, وائے می, میرے ساتھ ہو رہا تھا کر کے گالی بک دیتا تو نہ, پھر کہتے ہیں کہ پتہ نہیں میرا کیا قصور ہے, میں نے کیا کیا. گالی گالی تو جانور کو بھی دینا منع ہے, और बाद बाद में गाली, बाद बाद में गुस्सा, बाद बाद में हसद, बाद बाद में बुक्स, और इसके बाद भी आप कहते हो कि why me, तो भाई ये बोलना चाहे नहीं, yes is me, is only me, ये मेरी गुनाहों की नौसत है, ये मेरी वजह से वाकई जो हो रहा है, और बहुत कुछ तो नहीं हो रहा, बहुत सी चीजें तो अल्लाह माफ कर देता है, अल्लाह छोड़ देता है, भाई मौका दिया जाता है कि बंदे लौट आ बंदे, लेकिन उसका नाजायज फायदा उठा रहे होते हैं, कंप्लेन कर रहे होते हैं शुक्र अदा करने की बजाय कि अल्लाह तू करीम है, तू करम करने वाला है, तूने मुझे मौका दिया, मैं तौबा करता हूँ, रुजू करता हूँ, अब नहीं करूंगा, लेकिन इस तरफ नहीं आते और कंप्लेन की तरफ जा रहे होते हैं.
Reminded me of an area which was hit with a tornado, and one person passing by, there was a pious person who was there, and he asked him that, you know, what happened here? And the pious people, they have their own ways of making people reflect. And he said, didn't you see at Salat al-Fajr? And the person thought, did it happen at that time as well, early in the morning? He says, no. He says, if the condition of the people was such in Namaz, in Fajr, that there's only two or three people in the prayer of Fajr, wouldn't tornadoes and these sort of things hit us? Meaning this was the way of them people making us reflect that these punishments of Allah, and if you see in the early generations, why were they hit with punishments? Why were punishments came to them nations? Just why? Because they turned away from the remembrance of Allah. They went into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent punishment to them. And we should be grateful because of the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, these azab, these punishments are not falling upon us. Otherwise, the doing of our hands, Sayyid Sahab, we probably would have been taken into the ground by now because the things which we are doing in our time. And we've seen examples like this, you know, that people, you know, they don't admit their mistake. And some do admit as well. There's a brother once mentioned to me, Sayyid Sahab, he says, you know, once I put some oil into my car, and I forgot to put the cap onto the oil. And he says, I started to drive, and he put a bit of music on, and he started to drive with the music in the car. And he goes, as I was driving, all of a sudden, you know, the bonnet went into smoke. And he says, I come out, and I saw what happened. He says, I realize, you know, this is something, a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning me that wake up before it's too late. Don't stay in that state of and you know, this made him reflect and turn. You get people who are realizing it as well. On the other hand, there's people who are still complaining. Why is it happening to me?
सही फरमा रहे हैं. लोग कंप्लेन बहुत कर रहे होते हैं, तो बहरहाल कोशिश करें कि कंप्लेन कम करें और सबर ज्यादा करें. लोग अमीरों की बात करते हैं, एक कंप्लेन ज्यादा, ये भी है कमर भाई कि मुझे नहीं मिला उसको मिला है, हालांकि ये नहीं पता कि अमीर कौन है. हमें तो ये भी नहीं पता कि अमीर कौन है और मुफलिस कौन है. हम अपनी नजर में समझते हैं जिसके पास पैसा बहुत है, जिसके पास दौलत बहुत है, वो अमीर है. नहीं. वंस हजरत मूसा अलैहि सलाम आस्क इन द कोर्ट ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, या अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, हु इज द वेल्थीएस्ट पर्सन अमंग योर बॉन्डमैन. अब सुने अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल ने क्या जवाब फरमा. अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल सेड, द वन हु इज द मोस्ट कंटेंटेड विद द ब्लेसिंग ब्लेस्ड टू हिम बाय मी, वो है जो मैंने दिया है ना उस पर राजी है, बस ये सबसे ज्यादा अमीर है. और हम इतना कुछ मिलने के बावजूद भी हम कहते हैं कि ओहो मेरे पास तो है ही कुछ नहीं, मेरे को मिला. पहले जमाने के बादशाह तरसते थे जो आज आपके पास है, उनके पास तो ये कुछ भी नहीं था. एक महीना जाने का लगता था, एक महीने आने का, एक चिट्ठी भेजनी होती थी कमर भाई. आज तो आपने ठग किया तो पूरी दुनिया में, अभी आप ये चैनल के जरिए देख रहे हैं ना, पहले ये थोड़ी था. कहीं कुछ भेजना होता था, दो तीन महीने के बाद जाके कोई जवाब आता था कि वहां पहुंचा है या नहीं पहुंचा, क्या हुआ है. और आज तो बिल्कुल फैसिलिटीज आपको मिली, सब कुछ मिला है. रब का शुक्र अदा करना सीखें, कंप्लेन करना ना सीखें बार बार.
एंड इफ वी लुक एट इट इन द पर्सपेक्टिव ऑफ व्हाट विल वी गेट इफ वी फेस दीस कैलामिटीज एंड वी आर पेशेंट इन द राइट वे, द फेमस हदीस ऑफ द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मेंशन इन तिर्मिजी शरीफ, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْمُؤْمِنَةِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. That difficulties or calamities keep coming the way of the believer, the believing male and the believing female. They keep facing calamities. They continuously face difficulties. In terms of what? In terms of their lives, in terms of their children, in terms of their wealth. So calamities, it's obvious, calamities in terms of their wealth, they may have losses. Yes. Calamities in terms of their children may be harmed, hurt, or may lose their lives. In terms of their lives, they may become ill or they may be hurt in some way. But these calamities which continuously befall them, what is the result of this? That when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, when they arise on the day of judgment, when it's time for the meeting with their Lord, they will have no sin in their record. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared that these calamities are actually purifying the individual. So the why me, the answer, one answer to why me is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may want to purify you. Would you rather rise on the day of judgment without sins, or do you want to face no difficulties in this world and then answer for all your sins and shortcomings in the court of Allah in front of the entire creation, drowning in your sweat on the day of judgment? Or would you rather face some difficulties in this world which in most cases won't kill you and will never be beyond what you can bear? That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So difficulties, calamities which will never be beyond what you can bear, you face them, Allah purifies you, you rise on the day of judgment without sin. So if we think of it this way, then this whole why me is not something which is said by brave people. The believers, rijal, real men, you know, people informally, they say man up, you know, become a man. Why do you act weak? So becoming a man is not complaining about things like this and not blaming blaming other people or being in despair in such a way and feeling sorry for yourself. You feel sorry for yourself, no one will feel sorry for you. See? Even people who look at you, they might think, or to your face, they'll say, at most, what can they do? As you said, Shahzad, they're not going to solve your problem.
No, nothing.
They're not going to do anything. Yes. Look at him. You know, he's such a grown man, and he's crying like a baby. Look at him. He has no strength. He's got no self-respect. He's got no self-esteem. He's got no. There's no courage in him. They'll say something like, "My daughter has more courage than this man."
Allah.
No, he faces a little difficulty, and that's it. So this is why it's important for us as Muslims to be brave, to be patient, and understand calamities coming our way. They may be purification for us for a better hereafter.
बात सिर्फ इतनी नहीं है. अगर आप इस पे सिर्फ खामोश भी हो जाए तो मगफिरत की बिशारत है. कंप्लेन ना करें. हदीस पाक में जिसकी माल या जान में मुसीबत आए और फिर वो उसने छुपाया, लोगों को शिकायत ना की. हम तो अंदर की चीज भी किसी को नहीं बताया तो बुखार है, हाथ लगा के देखो. अच्छा भाई बुखार है, काहे को हाथ लगवा रहे हो? ठीक है, नजला तो दिख रहा होता है. अब कुछ चीज है छुपा लो जो नहीं दिख रही. अब कान के अंदर का दर्द है, किसी को क्या पता आपके कान में दर्द है ना. बोले मेरे कान के अंदर दर्द है. अच्छा भाई आपके कान में, अल्लाह ठीक करे, अल्लाह करम करे. कान में बहुत दर्द है, रात को सोया नहीं, अल्लाह आसानियां फरमा. और बस वो सोया नहीं जा रहा है भाई. या आप इस हदीस पाक को याद करें, जिसकी जान या माल में मुसीबत आई और उसने छुपाया और लोगों से शिकायत ना की, तो अल्लाह हक है कि अल्लाह उसकी मगफिरत फरमा दे. कितना आसान है. लेकिन हम तो लगता वो यहां से पाकिस्तान तो अमेरिका और कनाडा और ठक करके खबर जाती है, सर में दर्द हो गया, सुबह उठे माँ बदौलत. ये क्या है? यकीन करें अल्लाह करीम बड़ा करीम है, बड़ा करम फरमाने वाला, बड़ा रहम फरमाने वाला. से कमरा भाई ने फरमाया ना कि कोई ऐसी मुसीबत नहीं है जो हम बर्दाश्त ना कर सकें, लेकिन आखिरत का अजाब कोई बर्दाश्त नहीं कर सकता, कब्र का अजाब कोई बर्दाश्त नहीं कर सकता. दुनिया में थोड़ी बहुत तकलीफ और प्रॉब्लम आ गई और अगर ये हमारे जन्नत में जाने का जरिया बन रही है तो ये फायदे का सौदा है, ये घाटे का सौदा नहीं है. तकलीफ थोड़ी सी दुनिया में बर्दाश्त कर लें, ये दुनिया तो वैसे ही जानी है, लेकिन वो लाइफ कभी खत्म नहीं होनी है. आप बोले मुझे दुनिया में कुछ ना हो और आखिरत में ऐसे कैसे होगा. मुसीबतें, परेशानियां, आजमाइशें ये आती हैं. अगर हमारे हमारे जो जिस्म के बाल है ना, इनकी दो जबानें भी हो जाए हर बाल की और अल्लाह का शुक्र अदा करें, जिंदगी खत्म हो जाएगी फिर भी अल्लाह का शुक्र नहीं अदा कर सकते. बहुत अल्लाह ने हमें नवाजा है, बहुत अल्लाह ने हमें दिया है. हर हाल में शुक्र गुजार बंदा बने, हर हाल में शुक्र गुजार.
एवरी वीक अभी सुन्नत दामत बरकातुल आलिया
you get a risala from them that these are something to read and to reflect over. Why? Because it will give us a great mindset. And in that, the first story says, I'm not going to mention the full story, but it's very interesting. And I'll urge the viewers of Madhini Channel to read this, because it talks about a patient old man. It's mentioned by a Tabi'in, Saint Rahimahullah, someone mentioned the story about an old man who didn't have hands, who didn't have feet, Allah. And he didn't have sight. Yet he was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, to the extent that he was happy upon this. And it's quite an interesting, so if you read the whole waqiyah, say, yes, what happens is he's praising, and this person sees him going to Egypt, and he sees the state of this, and he sees this person, he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who doesn't have hands, who doesn't have feet, who doesn't have sight,
Allah.
Yet he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, he mentions that his son would come to him for the time of iftar, he would bring him some food, and his son hasn't come, so he says to the man, if you can go and find out about my son, where is he, he hasn't come today. So that man, he goes and he finds that on the way there's a person, a young man's body, and animals are eating from it. And he realizes that this is the son of that man.
Allah.
And he returns to him, you know, with the fear, thinking, if I would tell him, that maybe his soul will leave the body. But he tells him in a way of wisdom as well. Yet when that old man, he hears regarding his son, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even at that state, and then his soul leaves the body. These type of incidents you will find in narrations of many people, that they bared everything. They bared every difficulty. You know, just think about it today. We might be thinking, even sometimes the viewers of Madhini Channel might be thinking, oh, these brothers don't know my difficulty. They don't know my situation. How are they saying this? See, Sahab, I just like to mention one thing here. You know, a waqia, a story which we all have heard. An incident of a life of a great person we all have heard. And everyone, we believe in it so strongly. And that is the story of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Right? You know, Sayyid Sahab, if someone feels that he thinks that we don't understand his pain, he's going through such a difficult thing that no one else has gone through, then I will say to him, focus on the waqia of Karbala. That pitch of Karbala, what happened in that?
Allah.
Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, his family, his children, his son, his 6 months old child is slaughtered in his arms. Could anyone be in more difficulty than that situation? His young son Ali Akbar, he's slaughtered, he's become a martyr in the battlefield of Karbala. His other relatives have gone into the battlefield and they become shaheed. Water has been stopped. A trench is built, dig around them, they can't go anywhere, they've been stopped, they've been seized.
Allah.
And even in that situation, what does Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala do? He drops into sajda, he prostrates, and he remembers his Lord. So if this thing comes into our mind, that why me, you know, and then we think that no, these people don't understand my situation, reflect over these incidents, and inshallah they will realize that what we are going through, this is nothing.
Abdu'l-Nabi just mentioned about Imam Hussain going to sajda in that difficult time. If we look around our situation, when we are in difficulty, what do we do? Do we pray namaz? If we ask anybody who's got any kind of problem or any obstacle they're facing, if we ask them, brother, do you read your namaz? 8 out of 10, you probably get an answer, oh, it's been a long time since I've read Fajr. I can't get up at Fajr time, it's been a long time since I've read Fajr. If you said, well, when you're working, if you're doing things, you probably don't lie, you're an honest person. They'll come with, well, without lying, you can't succeed. You have to lie to get on with life in order to achieve something.
Allah,
this is the mentality. And if you then say to them, what about your parents? Are your parents happy with you? Oh, my parents don't talk to me. I haven't seen my parents for ages. These are the problems that if we are not, you know, looking after our parents, we are lying in our daily routine, if we are not praying our namaz, then obviously we are going to have problems. We are going to face obstacles. And when we are going to face these obstacles, then what is the main aspect? We need to pray our namaz. We need to do those things which Allah Almighty has commanded us to do, so that we can refrain from things, because these challenges are upon us. And we will go through these challenges throughout our life. And being patient on these challenges is very important. many of us have a short views and we can't tolerate any obstacle, we cannot tolerate any challenge, and we begin to complain, why am I facing this problem?
Allah.
Why is he always me about this? We don't realize that Allah Almighty is providing for us. We don't die of starvation. He keeps us alive by the air, by the water which he provides us. He gives us food. He's given us perfect limbs that which, you know, we can use to work and earn a living. But yet we still complain, why me? Why me? Whether you look at a male or female, if you ask any of them how many fries are in namaz, or how many fries wuzu, maybe very few will be able to tell you, because they are far away from deen. They haven't studied. So if they don't study, then they're not going to know. And that's why we tend to have problems and issues in our lives, because we are far away from deen.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Kya topic hai aur kya baat ho rahi hai aur baat kahan se kahan ja rahi hai. Quran Pak padhe more than 70 times. 70 se zyada maqamat pe sabr ke bare mein aaya hai. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Beshak Allah azza wa jal sabr karne walon ke sath hai, be sabron ke sath nahi. Buzurgane deen ke waqiat padhe, sahaba e karam alaihim ridwan ke waqiat padhe, anbiya e karam alaihim salam ke waqiat padhe, khud mere aqa alaihi salatu salam ke zindagi ke bare mein padhe. Qurbaniyan aaron se cheera gaya tha, yaqeen kare, bachchon ko samne jo hai wo ziba kar diya gaya tha, lekin Allah ki rizaa pe razi rahe. Aur ek hum hai chhota sa wo dana nikal aaya na to us pe bhi pareshan hote, mere sath dana kyun nikala, are kya ho gaya hai, jo kuch bhi hai sab apne hi haathon ke hain kartoot, shikwa hai zamane se na kismat se gila hai, dekhe hain ye din apni hi ghaflat ki badolat, sach hai ke bure kaam ka anjaam bura hai. Gunahon par tauba kare, maafi mange. We have few calls as well, inshallah kuch calls lete hain. फिर हमारे साथ आज हामिद रजा भाई भी हैं, बड़े प्यारे कलाम सुनाते हैं इंशाल्लाह, तीन चार कलाम भी सुनेंगे इनसे, पहले कुछ कॉल्स ले लेते हैं. आमीन अल्लाहुम्मा आमीन. आंखों का तारा नाम मोहम्मद, इंशाल्लाह सुनाते हैं, दिल का उजाला नाम मोहम्मद. नेक्स्ट कॉल प्लीज.
माय नेम इज मोहम्मद हमजा, आई एम कॉलिंग फ्रॉम बर्मिंघम यूके. माशाल्लाह बाबू, अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक. आई लाइक टू रीड एंड रिक्वेस्ट द नॉर्थ कंट्री साइड दिस मुनाजात. गुनाहों की आदत चुराने रे मौला मुझे ने के इंसान
एक पैकेज है बड़ा प्यारा इंशाल्लाह, फिर कुछ कलाम की जो फरमाइशें हैं वो भी सुनाएंगे इंशाल्लाह आपको. आइए एक जबरदस्त सा पैकेज लेते हैं इंशाल्लाह.
Kanis Fatima, slowly. Why are you in a hurry? People in the house can get worried because of this. Stop, Kanis Fatima. Our Islam teaches us the manners of entering the house.
Manners of entering the house?
Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Our beautiful religion teaches us manners for everything. So listen, before entering home, recite this dua after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. After that, enter the house with the right foot first. Then say salam to the family members and enter the house.
And if there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alaikum, Ayyuhan Nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, Kaniz Fatima, will you remember these things?
Why not, Brother Ram Rasul? First of all, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and then enter with the right foot. Then say Salam. If there's no one at home, then say Assalamu alaikum, Ayyuhan Nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Oh wow, spinach! I just love spinach. But Brother Ram Rasul told me that we have to wash our hands and mouth before eating.
Mashallah! But Kaniz Fatima, you have to change your clothes. Take your shoes off, put them on the shoe rack, wash your hands and face, and then eat. Otherwise, the school uniform can get dirty if you don't change it.
Okay, Brother Ram Rasul, I'll be right back.
Dear children, today we learnt that we should end home with Bismillah and the right foot, and also say Salam. You too, make this your habit. And earn loads of reward.
बच्चों के लिए भी कुछ आज हमने दिखाया है माशाल्लाह. सेगमेंट की तरफ चलते हैं, लैंग्वेज का सेगमेंट, और बेताबी से इंतजार कर रहे हैं शाहिद भाई इशारा देने के लिए. तो इंशाल्लाह पहले शाहिद भाई से ही शुरू करते हैं इंशाल्लाह. शाहिद भाई रेडी हैं? शाहिद भाई देखें, ठीक है जी. शाहिद भाई ने बिल्कुल गर्दन हिला दी है, लगता है सब समझ गए. आइए देखते हैं क्या समझे और क्या समझाएंगे.
फाइट, रिलैक्स, काम, 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 काम डाउन, काम. काम इज द वर्ड काम, इज अनदर वर्ड काम, अनदर वर्ड, सेम वर्ड काम.
कम भी हो सकता है.
काम डाउन, relax. What? No, the word is calm. Yeah. Okay. Calm. What's next from calm? What's next word? Yeah.
शायद वर लगो. शायद मैंने कहा शायद वे कहाँ ले आ रहे, लेकिन लाने के बाद ऐसे लेकर आए, घेर लिया इन्होंने. क्या बात है शायद वे आपकी.
Calm your anger. Calm your. Calm is first word. Yeah. No, it's second word. Okay.
ओए ओए ओए, क्या शायद भाई ऐसा लग रहा है बच्चे को सुला रहे हैं जैसे. अच्छा मना भी कर रहे हैं साथ में.
So what's first word? Explain me what first word is.
वही तो समझा रहे हैं इतनी देर से आपको.
Is calm down, relax. Well, the word is calm, second word. First word is how do you.
बीच में भी एक वर्ड डालना पड़ेगा मजलिस, ताकि ये जो ना वो दो वर्ड्स का ना हो.
काम,
टाइम जा रहा है जी, दो मिनट पूरे हो रहे हैं. शायद भाई ने पहुंचा कर बिल्कुल सुला दिया ना, इशारा भी सुलाने का कर रहे हैं, इतनी देर से सुला रहे हैं. क्या अब्दुल नवी, थोड़ा सोचो, काम से पहले क्या लफ्ज आएगा. काम डाउन, डाउन बाद में आता है ना, उससे पहले क्या आएगा. टाइम चला गया है. अल्लाह, नहीं हो रहा भी. चलें जी, बता देते हैं इंशाल्लाह. क्या ऐसी जो आ रहा है बोल दो, क्या होगा. क्या इसका क्या मतलब.
फिनिश.
फिनिश कहां से, क्या इसमें फिनिश कहां से. फिनिश काम थोड़ी होगा जी. रिमेनिंग काम, रिमेन काम. बिल्कुल मुतम, इतना जबरदस्त इशारा किया था इन्होंने शुरू में कि बिल्कुल गुस्से से वहां लेकर गए आपको, बिल्कुल ठंडा कर दिया. लेकिन उन्होंने वाकई ठंडा कर दिया आपको, आपको सोचने के काबिल नहीं छोड़ा.
रिमेन काम.
चले जी इंशाल्लाह. कमर भाई,
अच्छा
कमर भाई इशारा करेंगे इंशाल्लाह.
अच्छा,
हाँ आप देखेंगे और वो नहीं देखेंगे, ठीक है. आप चले जी. जी जी रेडी.
greeting, respect. Jazakallah. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah, the first word. Jazakallah is the second word. Okay, it's the first word. Okay.
इन्होंने शुरू ही जो है ना उल्टा कर लिया है. अल्लाह अल्लाह अल्लाह.
अल्लाह आपको जजा दे.
आप पहुंचने करीब हैं असल में, लेकिन इंग्लिश में है ये, तो इंग्लिश में बयान करना आपने क्या है. तो कमर भाई इतने प्यार से कह रहे, इतने प्यार से तो ले लो भाई, जुमला ले लो.
May Allah give you jaza. May Allah keep you happy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
जी जी try करें, पहली दफा है माशाल्लाह, हौसला अफजाई करें. First time and पहुंच गए बिल्कुल, लेकिन करीब करीब है.
Thank God.
अच्छा हमने ना अभी इस प्रोग्राम के अंदर भी बयान किया है इसको. प्रोग्राम के अंदर अक्सर हमने ये लफ्ज भी बोला है. तो ट्राई करें, दो चार सेकंड बाकी हैं अभी, क्या कहते हैं.
I think I should give up.
Give up? चले कोई give up तो नहीं था कमर भाई. Give up का उल्टा था. हिंट दे देते ना. अच्छा
So what am I doing when I do that? Just describe my state. Describe what state I'm in when I, if I'm doing this.
You're thankful.
Which is, if I describe being ungrateful or being
grateful.
Grateful. Being grateful. You know, the issue is the being.
Yeah.
So you're describing the state, that's a bit tricky.
Yes, sir.
Mashallah, good try. You actually, you guessed what it was, it's just getting the right words. So mashallah.
Mashallah. Chalein ji, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, Shahid bhai. Again, Abdul Hanan bhai ishara karenge, inshallah. Chalein ji.
Sitting. Sitting together, talking, respecting, sitting above, sitting higher, sitting together. Talk, come, sitting, doing dua.
Allah inka usne zan qaim rakhe. आमीन, दुआ करें जैसा ये कह रहे हैं ऐसे हो जाए. सोफे का इशारा कर रहे हैं, सोफा आता है.
सिटिंग, सिटिंग विद अदर्स, सिटिंग विद अदर्स. Sitting.
Ji. Time ja raha hai aur dekhte hain kya hota hai.
Sitting in Medina.
Allah Allah Allah. Time jo hai wo 15 सेकंड दिए जाते हैं शाहिद भाई की पर्सनालिटी की वजह से, 15 सेकंड और दे देते हैं. हालांकि आज बड़े सिंपल लाए, लेकिन है मुश्किल थोड़े से.
सिटिंग विद यार्डलेस, सिटिंग विद फायर्स,
सिट विद
फायर्स पीपल,
sit with pious people, sit with pious company. Chale ji, shayad bhai pahunch gaye kisi tarah. MashaAllah. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap ready? Try kare Amit bhai, kuch nahi hoga inshallah. Aapke liye nikala bhi easy hai. Theek hai ji.
Texting, mobile, writing.
इशारा करते रहे, टाइम तो चल रहा है.
फोन. टाइपिंग. Not a circle. Something to do with the phone. Nothing. It's something to do with the phone. Apps. App. Is it a name of an app? The Dawat Islami, the Awqatus Salah, Quran app. App. It's an app.
Hey, 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 hey. हो सकता है ऐप है, ये ऐप से भी बड़ा कोई चीज है.
मदनी चैनल, आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू से, YouTube,
क्या कहूँ, क्या करते हैं यार. पता ऐसा नहीं है, वो कभी उसमें डाल रहे, कभी निकाल रहे.
फोन में महव है कोई. Always on the phone, always searching, always scrolling.
ये पता है, scroll कर कर के phone ही खत्म ना कर दे. Friends, पहले आए जो words है ना.
No. Not using the phone. No phone.
No phone तो नहीं होगा. Time भी ले आए हैं.
No time.
चले जी, टाइम हो गया है. चले इंशाल्लाह, क्या कर सकते हैं.
क्या थे जब
सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. डोंट वेस्ट टाइम ऑन सोशल मीडिया. डोंट वेस्ट टाइम. घड़ी भी दिखाई तो स्क्रॉल कर करके तो सारे ऐप ही खत्म कर दिए उन्होंने. सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम.
इस हार्ड ने लोग सुन, इस हार्ड ने लोग.
कोई बात नहीं, इंशाल्लाह,
माशाल्लाह.
चलें इंशाल्लाह अपने टॉपिक की तरफ चलते हैं दोबारा. और इंशाल्लाह जी, अब्दुल हनान भाई क्या फरमा रहे
हैं. सही साहब, ए प्लेस व्हिच कॉमनली यूज एंड आई थिंक इट्स इंपॉर्टेंट टू मेंशन इट हियर, पीपल से व्हाई मी, इज व्हेन पेरेंट्स एंड चिल्ड्रन आर इन्वॉल्व. इट कुड बी दैट फ्रॉम अ यंग, when children are young, this is used as well. That one child, he says, "Why me? Why not my brother? Why not my sister?" They seem to bring this out. But even when they get older, you know, they might be at the age of 16, 18, going to school, college. Still, they're thinking, "Oh, why do I have to go to the shop for my mom and dad? Why can't he go?" Right? Even it could be when they're married. Say yourself, you know, if the parents have gone ordered some food or gone get something, why me? You know, why can't he go? It's like we become so in such a condition now that we don't even want to get up from our chairs. Say yourself, we're so lazy, and because of this laziness, we don't even want to serve our parents. We don't want to even listen to our parents. And at that time, this thing of why me, why me, and the parents are ordering us to do something. In this is that time we should be thinking, Subhanallah, my father or my mother has asked me. I'm the fortunate one. If you were to look at it in a positive way, that you know, the normally out of love, the parents ask a specific child to do things. Sure. Why they have more love to that child sometimes, and they say, you know, maybe that feeling that this, they're feeling for you that this child of mine is obedient. That's why they will tell him. And on the other hand, that same child, if he's got this attitude, thinking, why have my parents asked me? Why are they keep on always asking me? Why do not ask them? Because they know the state of your brother. They might know the state of your elder brother, your younger brother, that he's not going to listen. This is why they're choosing you. And here, we should be, being grateful that, our parents are choosing us to do a task. And it should be that, alhamdulillah, they're looking upon me. And sometimes, out of the whole family, especially when children are married away, the father or the mother, they will call one specific child to do a specific task. And, I find it very fortunate for myself if my father calls me. Instead of me thinking that, why me? I think, subhanAllah, it's a blessing that my father thought of me out of all my brothers and sisters.
SubhanAllah.
And this is something which we need to reflect and think, that when our parents are telling us to do tasks, at that time, don't think, why me? But think that I am the lucky one here.
Bishak, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Sahi farma rahe Abdul Hanan bhai. Aur Kamar bhai, isi hawale se ye bhi dekha gaya hai ki log kuch cheezon ko apne liye samajhte hain, why me? लेकिन असल में ये उनके फायदे के लिए होता है. कुछ अरसे के बाद उनको पता चलता है क्या हुआ. हालांकि बॉसों को नहीं भी पता होता उस वक्त, लेकिन बाद में कहते हैं जो हुआ था अच्छा हुआ था. लेकिन उस वक्त जो बोलते हैं ना, तो बोलते हैं यार पता नहीं क्या है, आपको गम आया, आपको परेशानी आई, आपको मुश्किलात आई. इंसान के फायदे के लिए, मिसाल के तौर पर जा रहे थे, एक्सीडेंट हो गया थोड़ा सा, कमर पर चोट लग गई. अब डॉक्टर ने कहा भाई ऑपरेशन करना पड़ेगा. पता चला जिस्म में कैंसर बन रहा था, पता नहीं था. एक्सीडेंट हुआ तो उसकी वजह से वो कैंसर जिस्म से उखड़ गया. शुगर बढ़ रही थी, पता नहीं चला, एकदम जो दर्द हुआ कहीं, और वो शुगर जो बढ़ रही थी ना वो चली गई. तकलीफ आई, परेशानी आई, कोई केस हो गया, तौबा की, अल्लाह की बारगाह में झुक गए, नमाजें शुरू कर दी. वो जो गुनाहों का गोदाम जमा कर रहे थे वो तौबा के जरिए खत्म हो गया. यानी कभी आपकी जो मुश्किलात परेशानी आती ना, ये आपके लिए जहमत नहीं है, ये बायस रहमत होती है. अगर आप समझे इसको, कुछ पता नहीं होता इंसान के लिए कौन सी चीज जो है वो उसकी रहमत बन रही है, लेकिन हम हर चीज को नेगेटिव ले रहे होते हैं. असल में जो मुसीबत है, असल में वाई मी, जहां कहना है ना कि मैं फजर की नमाज क्यों नहीं पढ़ रहा है, वाई मी, मैं फजर में क्यों नहीं उठ रहा. सबसे बड़ी बदनसीबी, अब सबसे बड़ी कहते हैं ना बदबख्ती जो है वो ये है कि मेरा नमाज ना पढ़ना. ये मुसीबत आ जाना, ये परेशानी आ जाना, इज नथिंग कंपेयर टू अगर आप नमाज नहीं पढ़ रहे, अगर आप रब की इबादत नहीं कर रहे. इसके ऊपर होना चाहिए कि मेरे से नमाज नहीं पढ़ी गई आज, ये कैसा हो गया, आज मैंने कुरान की तिलावत नहीं की, ये मेरे से कैसे हो गया. वाई इज मी, वो कुरान पढ़ रहा, वो मस्जिद जा रहा, वो नमाज पढ़ रहा, वो दुरूद पढ़ रहा, और मैं नहीं कर रहा. इसके ऊपर वाई मी कहे तो शायद समझ आता है. इन चीजों के ऊपर आप कह रहे होते जिसको आपको भी नहीं पता, हो सकता है वो आपके लिए रहमत हो. प्लीज इसको रियलाइज करने की हाजत है.
सो यू हैव जस्ट हियर, यू नो समटाइम्स दीज इंसिडेंट हैपन, एंड स्पेशली व्हेन समवन इज इन्वॉल्वड इन एन एक्सीडेंट और समथिंग लाइक दिस, those things are revealed which if they were not revealed at that time could lead a person to a severe state. For example, because of an accident, the doctors have took his blood samples and other things, and they find out that he's in the starting stage of cancer, or he's in the starting stage of a great illness. And if that accident had never happened, these things would probably not come across, that he probably would not, it could have been that he would have been in a later stage of cancer, or a later stage of a specific illness could just lead him straight to death. So an incident at that moment, we might not be realizing what the benefit of this is, that it's happened now, but it probably unveiled some of our coming difficulties, which are probably would have been worse if we were to be aware of them later on in life. So it's at that time, something small happening, it could be just covering up of a major thing which could have taken place.
Sirf ek jumla yaad rakhiye, Allah knows what is best for us.
SubhanAllah.
And he knows when is best for us to have it. आपको और मुझे नहीं पता. ये अगर ज़हन में बैठ जाएगा ना, तो ये शिकवा शिकायत हमारा खत्म हो जाएगा.
Go on to this aspect and we look at, rather than complain about why me, we look at the mercy of Allah Almighty. Every little problem that we face in this world, Allah Almighty is giving us a chance to repent from our sins, so that when we die and we are buried, that He wants us to be pure when we meet Him. But when we continue to disobey Allah Almighty, He continues to be merciful to us. And yet we still have this audacity of complaining, why me? Those people who are patient when they face problems are the people who will be successful, because they don't complain. They keep everything to themselves. They don't complain. They are thankful to Allah Almighty for any problem which they face. If we look at when we were born, we did not have a single cloth on our body. We did not have water to wash ourselves. Allah Almighty provided water for our bodies to be washed. Allah Almighty instilled love in our parents' heart to look after us. And yet, what is our response once we've grown slightly older? We begin to complain that I haven't got this. Why has my brother or my sister got more than I have? Why haven't I got it? It's not fair. They shouldn't have it. I should have it. Why should I not have it? We begin to complain over trivial matters. And these little things which we complain about, it takes us distance away from being appreciating from what we have.
Sure.
Once we begin to appreciate what Allah Almighty has given us, we will then begin to realize that whatever we have is by the will of Allah Almighty. If it wasn't by the will of Almighty, we would not have it.
Sure.
And everything we have, we should be thankful. If He's given us life, He's given us everything, and we should appreciate every bit of in our life, in every aspect, rather than complaining.
Shasab, we have this, we're talking about being patient, and you quoted the verse of the Quran, Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves the patient. And patience is of different types. Patience in terms of patience during the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because sometimes when you're fulfilling your obligations in the religion, even then there are obstacles for you. So to be patient while you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obvious patience is patience when you face calamities. And patience at the very first instance, that's the definition of patience, as you yourself mentioned. As soon as it happens, your response will define your character and reflect your character and determine whether you attain reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. If someone complains, why me and whatever else, and then he says, oh, now I'm patient, now I'm just happy and content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent my way. You've already complained. You've complained, you may have lost your reward already. So saying all this now that you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that you have no complaints, that was to be said or expressed when that calamity or problem first came your way. Another thing to keep in mind is calamities and problems and obstacles, they were faced by the best in creation. We know our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam openly declared that no one faced more obstacles, more difficulties, more hardships than he did sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The awliya, they embraced the calamities with this feeling that it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah is happy, if Allah is content and Allah is pleased with this condition of mine, then I have no complaints whatsoever. I am happy with any condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts me in. And because we're in a phase of illness, wherever we look, it's in our localities. The hadith in Shu'b al-Iman, where when a person becomes ill, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends two of his angels to see what response this person expresses. And if they go to the person, the ailing person, the sick person, and he says, Alhamdulillah. And this is something we should inscribe upon our hearts. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. This is something that should, and we mean it, not on the tip of our tongues. Alhamdulillah, how are you? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal.
The full list.
Yes. So, you know, it's just like a formality. They say it, but they don't. So if you understand why you're saying that, you won't follow it with complaints. So going back to the hadith, these angels, if they go back to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they say, Ya Allah, he said, Alhamdulillah, he praised you. He expressed gratitude. If they give this answer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if this slave dies in this illness, he will enter paradise. And if he recovers from the illness, then I shall replace his flesh with better flesh and better blood, and I shall forgive his sins. So for a believer, it's a win-win situation. If a believer dies in an illness,
paradise is waiting for him. If a believer recovers from his illness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is patient and he thanks Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him better. The weakness that he had in his body will be replaced by strength which is better and more beneficial. The blood which he lost during that illness, that blood will be replaced by better blood. And the greatest thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. So if you consider these elements in facing any illness, calamity, we should think that our sins are being forgiven or we're being purified in some way. And if this is the end of us, then with the will of Allah, we may enter paradise.
MashaAllah. We have a few calls as well. Aye, kuch calls lete hain.
Iftikhar Attari calling from West Bromwich. MashaAllah, Azawajal, great to see Brother Hamid on the program today. I'd like to request a naat in Punjabi from Brother Hamid, any naat of his choice. And also, my question is to Brother Abdul Hanan. When you ask one of your children to do something, they always, or they sometimes reply, why me? In that situation, what can you say to them? Or what do you do?
I
think if Iftikhar bhai knows my children, that's what he's asking me when they say this to me. So you saw, it's a very hard situation at that time too, because they sort of come out in a situation where they're either angry or so. At that time, it's difficult, and obviously with anyone who's going through that situation, it's about giving them extra love at that time. And if you tap on their heads or just say, you know what, because I'm going to give you something, a gift maybe, and I'm going to reward you, if you are going to reward them. And then, you know, this way they will do the task more easy as well. Yeah. And every time you tell them, they'll be ready. And this was the method of the pious people of Allah. They would reward them, the children, in different ways when they did a task. And, you know, I think the big example we can take is from the example of the... Sayyidina Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, who is the slave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never asked me why I didn't do this task. You know, after giving him the task to do, and if he didn't do it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never asked him that why he did this. And like this, he spent many years in the service of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you know, if someone doesn't do it, a child doesn't listen, so rather than just taking it out or getting angry at that time, it's probably just best to forgive them at that time. Inshallah.
You the best one. Kya ho gaya? Achhe tarah pyaar hai. You the best one. That's why you. Wo bhi khush ho jayega. I'm the best one. Aur kya? Jo achha hota hai, usi ko diya jata hai na. To jisse to bachchon ko agar appreciate karenge na, to positive result aayega. Ji, next call please.
Rahmat Ali Attari, Gakharbandi, Gujranwala, Punjab, Pakistan se arz kar raha hoon. Alhamdulillah. میں ابھی مدنی چینل پر زیارت کر رہا ہوں تمام مبلغین کی ماشاءاللہ سید فوزیر باپو اللہ کریم ان پر کروڑ ہا کروڑ رحمتوں کا نزول فرمائے خیر و برکت عطا فرمائے انہیں سلامت رکھے نظر بد سے بچائے اور دیگر مبلغین جو تشریف فرمائے ہیں اللہ کریم ان کی بھی حفاظت فرمائے
جی رحمت بھائی اللہ آپ کو جزائے خیر دے حضور آپ نے اپریشیٹ کیا ہمارے پروگرام کو بہت شکریہ آپ کا اللہ آپ کو آپ کے گھر والوں کو بچوں کو سب کو صحت عافیت میں رکھے اپنے حفظ و امان میں رکھے نیکسٹ کال پلیز
محمد وسیم انصاری نواب شاہ سندھ پاکستان سے عرض کر رہا ہوں ماشاءاللہ سید فضل باپو پیٹ ٹو سکسیس کامیابی کے ساتھ جاری و ساری ہے آپ کے مسکراتے چہرے کے ساتھ اور تمام اسلامی بھائیوں کے مختلف انداز مدینہ ماشاءاللہ آج کل فضل باپو اس کے ساتھ ساتھ آپ کے جو شارٹ کلپ آ رہے ہیں اور وہ جو اس کے اندر ماشاءاللہ چند سیکنڈوں کے جو چند منٹوں کے کلپ کے اندر ماشاءاللہ بہت زبردست علم دین کے مدنی پھول سیکھنے کو مل رہے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ برکت عطا فرمائے
بہت شکریہ جی کا One narration mentions that on the day of judgment when blessings and righteous deeds and sins will be brought forth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command one blessing to take its right from the good deeds of the person. And that one blessing will take all the good deeds of that individual. So that is the value of one blessing in light of this narration. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned a beautiful point. He said that the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked to gratefulness.
Subhanallah.
And gratefulness is linked to an increase of blessings. As long as an individual continues to express gratitude and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as he doesn't stop doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop increasing his blessings. So those who complain and they say that we had a lot before and we've lost out now and we don't have much now, they should ask themselves, have they been thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz alayhi rahmah, he says that shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protects the blessings that you've been given. So if you want those, the blessings that you have in terms of your health, your wealth, and whatever you see within your possessions, if you want those blessings to be preserved or protected, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thanking is not just a verbal expression. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually obeying His commands and using the blessings in the right way. That is gratitude also.
We complain that our children are disobedient to us. This is because we have stopped spending in the way of Allah Almighty. This is that because we don't, whatever we have, we think it's ours. We think it's my hard work, I've earned this, and it's all my doing. But yet we forget that Allah Almighty has given this to us, and what is given to us is given to us on a temporary basis. And He can take you away from us anytime He wants. Let's give an example. Say, for example, if I give my iPad to somebody, and then later on I take it back from them, then say, well, why are you taking it back from me? You gave it to me. Before it's given to you on a temporary basis, it's my right to have it back. Now, Allah Almighty, whatever is given to us, is given to us on a temporary basis, and you could take it back from us at any point. And we should appreciate, and whatever wealth is given us, we should spend as much as possible. So whatever we spend, we don't lose from it. In fact, we get the double reward from it as well.
Be with Allah, and Allah will protect you. Ye yaad rakhiye. Remember that incident? Knife ka kaam kiya hai. But knife didn't kill Ismail alayhi salam. The fire didn't burn Ibrahim alayhi salam. In the same way, a fish didn't eat Yunus alayhi salam. In the same way, the sea didn't drop Musa alayhi salam. Wajah kya thi? وجہ کیا تھی اللہ پہ بھروسہ تھا اللہ بچانے پہ قادر ہے اللہ عز و جل ہی بچانے پر قادر ہے اگر آپ کا بھروسہ اللہ پہ ہوگا پھر کوئی پریشانی نہیں ہوگی پھر تو آپ کے لیے وہ کہتے ہیں نا آگ بھی گلے گلزار بن جائے گی تو ہمارے پاس تو ایسے واقعات موجود ہیں قرآن پاک پڑھیں بھرے میں احادیث پڑھیں کہ یعنی کہ مومن کا معاملہ خیر ہی خیر ہے ہو گیا تو شکر ہے نہیں ہوا تو صبر اس کے اوپر بھی اجر ہے تو شکوا شکایت نہیں ہونا چاہیے وائے می جو ہے نا یہ جملہ اب نہیں ہونا چاہیے بس می ہونا چاہیے لیکن می بولنا بھی کہیں کہیں خطرے کی بات ہوتی ہے ہر چیز میں کہتا ہے نا جو زیادہ می بولتے ہیں یہ تکبر میں بھی پھسا دیتے ہیں کہ اچھا میں ہی ہوں جدھر دیکھو میں ہوں تو ایسا نہیں ہونا چاہیے بہت ساری چیزیں ایسی ہوتی ہیں کہ انسان اگر ان کو پوزیٹیو لینے کی بات کرے تو اس کو پوزیٹیوٹی نظر آتی مثال کے طور پہ مجھے کسی نے بتایا نا بڑی سمجھ والی کی بات تھی کمر بھائی ہوتا ہے بہت سو کو سنورنگ کی عادت ہوتی ہے اچھا جس کو اس کو نہیں ہوتا برابر والا سو نہیں سکتا ہے تو اب خواتین جو ہوتی ہے نا وہ اکثر کمپلین کرتی ہے مائی ہسبینڈ از دس اور رات بھر سنور کرتا میں سو نہیں سکتی
سم ٹائمز شوز اپ اف اٹس ٹو لاؤڈ ہی ول ویک ہمسیلف اپ دو
ہاں ہوتا ہے لیکن برابر والا جو ہے نا اس کے لیے آزمائش ہوتی ہے وہ تو اٹھتا اچھا کہتا مجھے اپنی بھی آوازیں آ رہی تھی خراٹے کی اتنے بھی ہوتے ہیں تو مجھے اپنی بھی آوازیں آ رہی تھی لیکن ان کی بات بڑی پیاری تھی ایک خاتون نے کیا سمجھانے والی بات کی کہ میں شکر ادا کرتی ہوں کہ میرا شوہر ساری رات خراٹے لیتا ہے کیونکہ اس کا مطلب ہے کہ وہ زندہ ہے اور میرے پاس ہے میں اللہ کا شکر ادا کرتی ہوں دیکھنے کی بات ہے یا نہیں
سبحان اللہ
کہتی ہے اچھا اسی طریقے سے ایک اور بات تھی کہ دن بھر میں تھک جاتی ہوں یہ بھی سنا ہوگا کیا دن بھر تھک جاتی ہوں تھک کے لیٹتی ہوں نیند آ جاتی اتنا تھک جاتی ہوں اس کا مطلب ہے دن بھر اللہ نے طاقت اور ہمت دی تھی کام کرنے کی نا بہت سے تو بستر پر اور اسپتالوں میں پڑے ہوئے اس پر بھی تو اللہ کا شکر ہو سکتا تھا نا مطلب سوچنے کی بات ہے کہ ہم سوچتے کیسے ہیں اور کیا نہیں ہوتا صحت ہے بہت سے کہتے ہو آج دن بھر ٹھیک رہا شام میں صحت خراب ہو گئی دن بھر تو صحت ٹھیک تھی نا کچھ تو دس دس سال سے کومے کے اندر ہے کچھ تو دس دس سال سے اسپتال کے اندر ہے چل نہیں سکتے اس پہ بھی تو اللہ کا شکر ہو سکتا تھا نا. تو بندہ جتنا سوچنے پہ جائے گا نا اچھے طریقے سے, اتنا زیادہ جو ہے وہ اللہ کا شکر جو ہے وہ ادا کرے گا. اب صبح اٹھے ہیں, اب صبح اٹھتے ہی اللہ کا شکر ادا کرے کہ مجھے ایک اور دن ملا اللہ کی عبادت کے لیے. بہت سے تو رات کو سوتے صبح اٹھ بھی نہیں سکتے تھے, اس پر بھی اللہ کا شکر ادا کیا جا سکتا تھا. لیکن یہ جو وائی می ہے کہ او ہو صبح اٹھ کے پھر گھر کے برتن ہی صاف کرنے, او ہو وائی از آلویز می, صبح اٹھ کے پھر میں نے جو ہے وہ ہوا لگانا ہے, تو شکر ادا کرو کہ اللہ نے ایک اور موقع دیا خدمت کا. سانسیں چل رہی ہیں, جو ہے نمازیں پڑھیں, گھر کی خدمت کریں, اپنے گھر والوں کی خدمت کریں, انشاءاللہ ثواب کمائیں اور مزے کریں. کیا ہو گیا اس میں؟
سم پیپل اسپیشلی ان دس فیز آف آور لائف, a lot of professional people, very qualified people, have actually lost their jobs and they're unemployed. And you have people who for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a means of earning halal even sitting at home. All they're doing is they're sitting at home, they're logging in, doing their work, making a few calls, and alhamdulillah their means of sustenance is still going, it's continuous. But they'll still complain. Oh, I have to start 8 o'clock in the morning. I have to start 7:30 in the morning. And they'll forget about all those people who are more qualified. They may be more deserving in some aspects, who've actually lost their jobs, who've been working with companies for 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, and were financially very stable. Suddenly it's all finished for them and they've become depressed.
Allah.
And unfortunately, one thing that we have found in our communities is that when intelligent people, educated people, when suddenly they have a downturn in their lives, they find it very difficult to face the consequences or to face the difficulty of that situation. This is why our deen is very important and having the right mindset is very important. If they think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who gave, if he took it away, then I should express gratitude in every state. Maybe this is a means for me to get something better. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a means for them. But going into this state of, it's the end now, and in the extreme situations, people have, na'udhu billah, committed suicide. People have resorted to domestic abuse because they've lost their jobs, they're sitting at home, and they don't want to blame themselves. So they have to blame their wives and their children around them, and they become the focus of their anger. So it's a time to be realistic, to be patient, to have self-control. This is the way of the believer.
بہت سے لوگ ہوملیس ہو گئے بھائی, گھر چلے گئے ان کے. آپ کا گھر تو ہے نا, شکر ادا کریں آپ کو گھر میں, آپ پھر بھی شکوہ شکایت کر رہے ہیں. فجر یہ یاد رکھیں, بہترین مدنی پھول ہے کہ فجر کے وقت نا بہت سارے لوگ تکیے پہ سو رہے ہوتے ہیں سر رکھے, اور بہت سارے لوگ مسلے پر رو رہے ہوتے ہیں. جو سو رہے ہوتے ہیں وہ صرف خواب دیکھتے ہیں اور اس کے بعد روتے ہیں, اور جو مسلے پر رو رہے ہوتے ہیں وہ خوبصورت تقدیر پا لیتے ہیں, ان کی زندگی بہتری کی طرف جا رہی ہوتی ہے. تو اپنے آپ کو اٹھائیں, اللہ کی بارگاہ میں جھکائیں, اور اس کے بعد دیکھیں کرم کی بارشیں کیسی برستی ہیں آپ کے اوپر. شکوہ شکایت سارا جو ہے نا اس کو چھوڑے, کیا ہونا کیا نہیں, اپنے آپ کو تبدیلی کی طرف لے کر آئیں. وائی می کے چکر سے نکلیں, میں ہی ہوں میں ہی ہوں. جی آپ ہی ہیں, اور کون ہے, کس کی بات کریں گے, آپ ہی ہوں گے اور کون ہوگا. شاہد بھائی کیا میسج دیں گے؟
When we face any obstacle, any problem, rather than complaining why me, we should be thankful to Allah Almighty that He has given us another opportunity to seek for His forgiveness and to repent from our sins, so that when we die we can achieve success in the hereafter.
Kamal bhai kya message dena chahte hain?
Ji, I'd like to end with a reminder of a beautiful dua, a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. A dua that we should all try to recite after our prayers. Oh Allah, where you seek the help of Allah, oh Allah, help me. Ala dhikrika, in your remembrance, shukrika, in thanking you, wa husni ibadatik, and worshipping you in the best of ways, or in a good way, or in the best way. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in all three aspects, because if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may be the case we remember Him and then we do not remember Him as much, or we thank Him one day and we forget to thank Him another day. But if we seek the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His zikr, in His shukr, and in His worship, inshallah we will maintain these actions.
میں آخر میں جاتے جاتے یہ عرض کروں گا, वाई मी, बहुत सारे लोग वाई मी के चक्कर में जो है ना अपनी अना से झुकते नहीं है, कॉम्प्रोमाइज की तरफ नहीं आते. लर्न टू ऑलवेज कॉम्प्रोमाइज, क्योंकि थोड़ी देर की अपोलॉजी करना, अपोलोजाइज करना इज बेटर देन टू ब्रेकिंग अ रिलेशनशिप फॉर एवर. झुक जाना, ये झुक जाना कमजोरी की निशानी नहीं है, इसको याद रखिए. वाई मी, मैं क्यों माफी मांगू, ये जुमला सुना होगा. वाई मी, मैं क्यों जाऊं उसके घर पे. जिसने रिश्ते निभाने होते हैं वो ये बात नहीं करता. थोड़ा सा झुक जाना हमेशा के लिए रिश्तों को बहाल रखता है, इसको याद रखें. कहीं झुकना पड़ता है, कहीं कॉम्प्रोमाइज करना पड़ता है, समझौता करना पड़ता है, तो करें. खामोश रहना इसका ये मतलब नहीं होता कि आप कमजोर हैं. असल में इसका मकसद ये भी होता है कि आप रिश्ते निभाना जानते हैं, आप बर्दाश्त करना जानते हैं. हर चीज का जवाब नहीं दिया जाता, होता है ना, ये जवाब नहीं देते भाई पता नहीं क्या है, ये रिश्ते बढ़ाना चाहते हैं. और जो बाद बाद में चीजें कर रहे होते हैं ना, वो रिश्ते तोड़ने वाले होते हैं. कहीं कहीं खामोशी हमारे रिश्तों को बचा जाती है. अल्लाह हमें समझने की तौफीक अता फरमाए, रिश्ते बहाल रखने की, और हर जगह अपनी अना पे अड़ने से अल्लाह हमें महफूज फरमाए. अपना बहुत ख्याल रखिएगा. कीप वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.